Blessings for Better Living Through Chemistry. Offering this evening the celebrated American musical play Showboat, with music by Jerome Kern, book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, founded on Edna Ferber's best-selling novel, Showboat.
Why can't we make believe we know each other? Let's just suppose we've fallen in love at first sight.
We could make believe I love you. We could make believe that you love me. Love is mine, the peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you?
Couldn't I?
Couldn't we?
Make believe I live. My blending in a phantom here. For too Joe.
Is this gentleman here Master Ravenel?
Huh? Oh, yes. What is it?
The sheriff said the judge wants to see you.
Did he say what for?
He's saying nothing serious. He's to talk over some trouble that happened last year.
Oh. You'll excuse me, ma'am?
Why, certainly.
I hope I'll see you again in a little while. Good day.
Joe.
Yes, Miss Nola.
You saw that young man I was talking to?
Yep, I seen him. Seen a lot like him on the river.
Oh, Joe. He was such a gentleman. Where's Miss Julie? I gotta tell her. I gotta ask her what she thinks.
Better ask the old man River what he thinks. He knows all about them boys. He knows all about everything.
There's an old man called a Mississippi. That's the old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got trouble? What does he care if the land ain't free? Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant hitters, he don't plant cotton, and him that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Hold that barge, lift that veil, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. I get weary and I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man River, he just keeps rolling
with me.
Wait. You wouldn't call a man a white man that's got Negro blood in him, would you?
No. Not in Mississippi.
Well, I got more than a drop of Negro blood in me. And that's a fact.
You ready to swear to that in a court of law?
I'll swear to it any place.
All right, I'll take your word for it. But you'll have to clear out of here, both of you. You, Captain Hawks, don't try to give your show tonight with mixed blood in it. Or you'll be riding out of town on something that don't sit so easy as a boat. Good evening.
Well, you needn't all look at Julie and me like we're a couple of wild animals.
We're not going to hurt anybody.
Come on, Julie. Let's go and pack our things.
All right, Steve.
Julie, I'm going with you.
Nora, you stay here. No daughter of mine's going to talk to that lion, did
she? Let me go, Mother.
Never mind, honey. You'd better stay here. We'll be all right.
Well, Hawk, now what?
And, Parthe, the thing we got to do now is figure out how we're going to give a show without Steve.
You're just as bad off for a leading woman.
Parthe, I was thinking we'd let Nola jump in. She knows all the parts.
Over my dead body. There never was an actress in my family. There ain't going to be.
Well, she don't know much about acting, but she's got a $1 million smile.
She's going to act.
Oh, now, sure. We can make out with Nola. But who's going to be the leading man? We haven't got...
Captain Hawks.
Who are you, sir?
Ravenel's my name. Gaylord Ravenel. The Tennessee Ravenels.
Well?
I thought, sir, if I could have a bed on your boat tonight, I could pay you my fare tomorrow at Fort Adams. I expect a remittance.
You ever acted?
Act?
On the stage. Been an actor. We need a juvenile lead.
You mean, sir,
that's
that...
just what he means, young man. We don't like to pick up actors off the docks, but we can't be choosy now.
Madam, your courtesy is only exceeded by your charm.
Huh.
You better take the job. 15 a week, no responsibility, chance to see life.
I accept with pleasure, sir.
Then that's done. Meet your leading lady, my daughter, Magnolia.
Hello, Mr. Ravenel.
We meet again, Miss Nola. You see, wonderful things do happen in real life.
And so Magnolia Hawks and Gaylord Ravenel become leading lady and leading man on Captain Andy's showboat, trooping up and down the Mississippi to the applause of the river folk. One day, Gay asks Nola to marry him, and she does. The years bring changes. As Mr. and Mrs. Ravenel, they leave the showboat to see life in Chicago. They're riding high when Captain Andy and Parthe come to visit them in 1893 at the time of the World's Fair.
And look, Mother, there's a Ferris wheel way over there.
What's that place there?
The streets of Cairo.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Little Egypt. See her do the dance of the seven veils.
Parthe, that's what she is. Look at that now. The droves of men coming out of there.
That's where Little Egypt dances the hoochie-coochie.
Hoochie-coochie. Look. Man ought to be ashamed to see near the place. What? No lie. Is that your father coming out of there? Father? Father?
Hello, Nola. Hi, Father.
Oh, it's down to fun of how she does it.
Andy Hawks, stop doing that shameful thing.
Never had so much fun in my life.
Oh, there's Gay. Gay.
There you are.
Well, everybody having a good time?
Sure, Gay, sure. How are things going?
Fine. Just concluded a deal for a handsome profit. So now, what do you say to a little jamboree? We'll go to the Palmer House for dinner?
Guess we won't go with you tonight, Gay. You young folks go out together and have a good time, eh?
Come on, Hawk.
Well, good night, sir.
Good night.
No lie. I must go have another fling.
Oh, Gay, do you think you ought to?
While the cards are running for me, honey, I must play them.
All right, darling. Oh, I'm so happy and so proud of you.
Why do I love you? Why do you love me?
Why should there be two as happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one you care for?
You're a lucky boy. I am lucky too.
All our dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love.
assure you.
Thank you.
I got the best rooms here of any boarding house in Chicago.
Gee, Frank, this is a big room, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like this in the old days on Captain Andy's showboater. Can we look inside this closet?
Sure, look right in.
They don't seem to be using much of it.
There's more space than they need with everything they've got in pawn. A gambler is what he is. 10 years off and on, they started coming here, right after the World's Fair. Sometimes he'd strike it rich, and off they'd go to the Sherman House. And then they'd be coming back here, a pawning things. His fancy cane, or diamond ring, or fur coat,
oh,
and every...
Know.
Nola! Nola!
Ellie! Frank!
Know each other?
Oh, sure we do. We were on a showboat together.
Oh, Nola, dear, it's been years.
Oh, Ellie, my, but it's good to see you.
How did you know where we live?
Well, as a matter of fact, Nola, they just came here to look for rooms. I told them you were leaving.
Oh, but... Oh, yes, of course. You see, Ellie, these are only temporary quarters. It's so near Gay's business. And...
I'll be downstairs. You can let me know about the room.
Well, is Gay doing well, Nola?
Oh, yes. He's a big success.
Oh, that's fine. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. We open New Year's Eve at the Trocadero.
Oh, I've been there often. Not lately, though.
Oh, say, Nola, I was thinking if you need a little money, you know, maybe I could fix it so you can get a job, maybe singing and playing the guitar like you used to on a showboat.
Oh, that'd be fine, Nola.
Oh, well, I'm afraid Gay would never hear of it. Of course, I'd like to. I mean, just as a lark,
well, sure.
I don't need the money.
Of course you don't.
Mrs. Ravenel, a boy just left this letter for you.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. O'Brien. Must be from Gay, Ellie.
Remember, I've got to have this room today, Mrs. Ravenel. I'll wait in the parlor.
Will you excuse me a minute, Ellie? I've got to see what Gay says.
Sure.
He probably wants to meet me somewhere.
Oh, Nola, what's the matter? Is Gay hurt?
No. Here, Ellie. You read it.
I may believe it if I hear somebody else say it.
Sure, Nola. Dearest, by the time this letter reaches you, I shall be on a train bound God knows where. There's nothing left to pawn and no more friends to borrow from. I'm doing this because I think it's right. And because I love you. Please believe I'll always love you. Goodbye. Your own Gay.
Oh, Nola. I never thought of living without Gay.
Well, he seems to think you'd be better off.
Better off? I never complained. I've lived like this half the time. One room, washing clothes in the basin, cooking food over a gas jet. But I loved him. And if all that went with it, I was willing to take it. I thought he knew that. Nola, remember what we said about the Trocadero?
The Trocadero? Oh, yes. I might try that. I'll think it over. We'll leave you alone, Nola.
You can get us at the Forks Hotel, honey.
Goodbye, Nola. Goodbye.
Oh, the no act, huh?
Yeah.
What you want?
Well, I got a girl outside I'd like you to hear sing.
I don't need nobody.
Oh, I know, sir, but I thought maybe...
Well, you thought wrong, see?
I'd like to...
Who do you want to see?
Well,
This is the girl I mean, Mr. Green.
I'd like to sing for you, Mr. Green.
All right, let's see what you can do.
Have you got a guitar?
Here, sister, you can use mine.
Oh, thank you.
Get out there on the stage, Nola. Show them what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Frank.
Gee, it's like old times, huh? Ain't Nola doing that number grand?
Yeah. She sure is.
She's singing your song, Julie. The one you sang in the showboat?
Mm-hmm.
The manager said he don't need another singer. Of course, that's true, because you're the star. Maybe he'll give Nola a job anyway, huh?
Frank.
Yeah, Julie?
I'm walking out of this place. And listen, don't tell Nola I was ever here. Remember now. Don't tell her.
Sure, Julie. What do you say, boss?
Rotten. Oh, gee, Mr. Green. She was a star on the Cotton Blossom, the showboat.
A star of a showboat don't mean nothing in Chicago.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, what?
Just want to tell you, your prima donna said she was going on a tear.
What? On the day before we open? That settles it. She's through.
Yeah, she said if you want a girl to take her place, you better grab the girl and just some.
I can't afford to take chances on amateurs with a $2,000 production. Wait, let me think. Say, girlie, your personality's all right. We can only teach you some up-to-date numbers. Hit that number again and trick it. Like this. Ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da-da. Try it. Play it, Jake.
He's got a swim.
No, no, ragged.
I know. All right, go ahead.
Fish got to swim and fish got to fly. I got to love one man till I die.
What do you say, boss?
That's all right. Hold it.
Does she get the job?
Sure. She opens New Year's Eve.
Old bottle and a bird?
Oh,
no. I ain't done this in years. Now, girlie, what do you have?
Captain
Hawk.
Andy
Hawk.
Andy.
Well, if it ain't Frank, I'm glad to see you.
Captain Andy, how did you happen to come here?
Well, Parthy and me come up to Chicago to surprise Nolan Gale. But they ain't stopping at the Sherman House anymore.
Captain Andy.
Yeah?
Nola's here.
Where?
She's singing here at the Trocadero. Gay's left her.
What?
Yeah, Gay's gone. Went broke and quit. I'm telling you this because Nola's opening here tonight and everything's got to be smooth. Gee, Andy, it'll be awful if Nola don't make a hit.
What do you mean, don't make a hit? My daughter'll stand this crowd on their ears. Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to announce that Miss Julia Laverne is indisposed and cannot appear tonight. But we were fortunate, however, in obtaining the services of Miss Magnolia Ravenel, who will sing in all favor. Magnolia Ravenel!
Ever seen Nola since Chicago?
Why, yes, I sneaked into a theater once where she was playing.
You know, Kay, seems like fate, my bumping into you down the river this afternoon. Nola will be along any minute now.
Captain Andy, you only found me by accident. Won't it be better if I just drop out of sight again? Her life is happy, complete.
Oh, Father, are you out there? I was going to...
Nola. Yeah, here's Gay. Here's Nola, Gay.
Gay.
Nola.
Gay. Come up on the top deck. We can talk.
Nola.
On his great land empire was discovered the gold which brought America rushing westward in the days of 49. But although his hills were truly golden, John Sutter deplored a world's greed for riches. He devoted his life to the colonization of California as a land where industry and agriculture could shape it, far more than gold, into one of our nation's finest states.
Next week in our story of John Sutter, our star will be radio's distinguished player, Edwin Jerome. The musical effects on the Cavalcade of America are under the direction of Don Voorhees. This is Basil Rysdale sending best wishes from DuPont. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Mm-hmm.